From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
What you been up to?
Well, something very cool this past week. I was in Little Rock, Arkansas to speak at the Clinton Center and Library, and I conducted a crossword and Sudoku contest there. And Governor Mike Beebe of Arkansas declared Wednesday Arkansas Puzzle Day, which I thought was very cool.
Oh, wow. Well, only, what, 49 more states and we can have a national puzzle day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we hear about the challenge you gave us last week, we need to make a slight correction about the on-air puzzle, and it had to do with trolleys and cable cars. Do you want to set everybody straight?
Yeah. Last week, for the answer, Brooklyn trolley, I defined a trolley as a cable car. And to me, they're interchangeable, but technically speaking, they're different. A cable car is pulled by a cable, and trolley has electric wires at the top. So they're really different kinds of vehicles.
Okay, correction out of the way. Now the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Gary Lederman of New Haven, Connecticut. I said, name a European nationality, drop the first letter, insert a B, as in boy, somewhere later in this string of letters. The result will name a group of people found mainly in Asia. What groups of people are these?
What are they?
Well, the first is Italian. Make that change and you get Taliban.
We had over 1,800 entries from people who solved the puzzle. And our randomly selected winner is Liz Glass, and she joins us from Boyne City, Michigan. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Where's Boyne City?
Boyne City is... If you do the map with your hand of the mitten of Michigan, it's near the top of your ring finger.
Okay. What do you do there?
Well, I own a specialty food and wine store called Lake Street Market. We also have a deli. And, Will, if you go easy on me, I'm going to name a sandwich after you.
Okay. Ooh, let me switch to my easy puzzle now.
Oh, a little bribery right from the start. Very good, Liz. Are you ready to play?
I hope so.
All right. Well, Will, what do you have for Liz and me and meet Liz?
All right. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
This is a good puzzle for two heads today, so Leanne, jump right in. It's called Accidental Acrostics. Every answer is a multi-word title in which the initial letters spell a word. For example, if I gave you the word air, A-I-R, and asked you to name a 1920s hit on Broadway, you'd say AB's Irish Rose. All right, number one.
I don't think you would say that.
I don't think I would either, but you know, we'll take that.
You'll just play along, yeah.
Yeah.
Number one is Cap, C-A-P, and the answer is a Dostoevsky novel.
Dostoevsky novel. Leanne, you're going to have to get me started.
Sure. Do you know Leanne?
Crime and Punishment.
Crime and Punishment is right. Number two is Sly, S-L-Y. A Beatles hit. One of their first big ones. Very simple.
I always thought I Want to Hold Your Hand was their first big one.
Yeah, well, it was right around that time.
Somebody Loves You? Is that
yes, who?
She.
She Loves You.
Oh,
loves you.
Good
cool.
job. Try this one. Imp, I-M-P, a number one Leslie Gore hit.
It's My Party.
Ooh, yeah. Good job. Doe, D-O-H, 1980s TV show with the...
With what was the last part?
With the is part of the title, the D-O-H. Sort of a comedy adventure show. There was a movie a couple within the couple years ago.
What was that, Liz?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard is it. Nose, N-O-S, an NFL team.
New Orleans Saints.
That was fast. Saw, S-A-W, an event of the 1890s.
1890.
Specifically, 1898.
Is there a war involved?
Yes. Which one?
Spanish-American War.
Spanish-American War is right. Goo, G-O-O, a classic weekly radio and TV musical program, and specifically country music.
Grand Ole Opry.
That was good. Pith, P-I-T-H, Sally Field movie.
Places in the Heart.
Ooh, good job. Otis, O-T-I-S, 1930s musical comedy, whose title is a line from the song America.
America.
Oh, we're gonna start going through all of the lyrics.
Yeah, I'm singing it, and I'm still not getting it.
This one I know.
Oh, you go.
Of Thee I Sing.
Of Thee I Sing, good job. Try this, Cots, C-O-T-S. It's a brand of tuna.
Brand of tuna?
Uh-huh.
Chicken of the Sea.
Chicken of the Sea is right. And your last one is Tsar, T-S-A-R, an Ernest Hemingway novel?
The Sun Also Rises.
Oh, that's fast. Nice work.
Liz, nice going.
Thank you.
What kind of sandwich would Will be?
I couldn't say just now. I'd have to think about it.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get back with you. But in the meantime, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. A lot of things to play with there, Liz. Tell us what member station you listen to.
We are members of WCMU in Mount Pleasant.
Ah, wonderful word, member. Liz Glass from Boyne City, Michigan. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today. You were fabulous.
Thank you.
Okay. Will, a challenge for next week.
Yes, it's sort of a two-part challenge, and either half will work. And it continues the accidental acrostics. Take the name Isaac, I-S-A-A-C. Those letters are the initials of a classic song. So name the song, and I'll give you a hint. The I does not stand for the pronoun I, and neither of the A's is the article A. So think of a famous song. It's an accidental acrostic on Isaac, or think of any other legitimate accidental acrostic of five or more letters.
All right. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.